If you feel lost and confused in your life about what you should do, what you shouldn't do, why do you think the way you think, which thought is right, which thought is wrong, this is Brown Santa talking to you about the matters of head and your heart. Keep listening, boo-boo. I love you.
Hi. I hope everyone who is listening is fine, is feeling all right. I hope you're feeling good. There is something that that I wanted to share. Recently, you know, when you leave your house and you go out into the world, you meet so many people, so many distinct kinds of people with so many distinct kinds of needs. So many distinct kinds of motivations in life. You know, when you step out of your comfort zone and you just go out there and you meet people and you end up realizing that there are so many ways in which people look at things. There are so many glasses that they look through, the shades that they, the way they look at things, and it's not always, I mean, it's never your way of looking at things, but there is something that is so common that I have discovered so far that it doesn't matter what you are trying to say, whatever your words are, whatever the choice of your words are, it doesn't matter with how much conviction you are expressing yourself. In all those different kinds of people that I have come into contact with, that I have met so far from so many different backgrounds, that none of them have been able to that their body language was always telling the truth. It didn't matter what they were saying. Like, you know, you meet a lot of people who have a lot of practice in saying certain things with so much conviction that you almost believe them. And you almost feel like that person is telling the truth. It's like listening to politicians. They say everything with so much conviction that you really believe them. But when I look at somebody, I feel like the body language, and especially the eyes of every person tells you the subtext of the conversation. The body language, the way our muscles move, the way we start hunching our shoulders in certain thought processes, the way we become so closed, and the way we open up, our body opens up in a certain way that your shoulders become broad when you talk about something that you are proud of, or you start closing yourself when you start talking about something which is vulnerable, which you feel a little bit shame about, which you think will put you in a position that somebody else can hurt you, your body starts closing down, like things like that. And it's not that the way one body will react is the same way somebody else will react when they are also talking about the same kind of topic. Everybody is going to have a different body structure, the way the body responds, but it will always convey you what is going underneath the conversation. It will always tell you. This is something that I have learned so far, and it has been very fruitful when it comes to conversations with unknown people, to see what is really underneath what they are talking about, to just follow the body language. The body language and the eyes, they tell the truth like no words can ever express. The body language expresses in such a beautiful way, and there is so much life in body language because it is not always controlled consciously. The body language is mostly operating on a subconscious level, and the most of the life happens when everything is happening subconsciously, when you're not thinking about doing something in a certain way, but you just do it. And that's when life is happening. It's just beautiful to watch the body language. I'm kind of a creeper like that. I just love looking at people and noticing their body language. I love looking at people and just see how they manifest their words, what's the point of view they are coming from. And it's not like I'm always right, but it's the observation, the process of observation of someone's body language and the way they react to and the talk about things. It's fun to watch all that. It's like one of my favorite actors is Brando, and this is something beautiful about Brando's acting, that he used to talk more with his body language then he would talk from his mouth. Like, his body language will convey so much more than his words, and all of the work is done by his body language, which happens in real life as well, that your body language really tells you what the other person is really having, what the other person is thinking about when they are talking about something, what they really mean, what they are saying, whether they mean something, what they are saying or not. And I don't know, it's just an observation I wanted to share. It's just beautiful to watch so much life happening. I just love watching people. I'm a kind of this is one of my hobby, just looking at people and just observing them. Just observe them living life. It's just observing life is so much fun. All right, that's something I wanted to get off my chest and put it out there. And yeah, I guess everyone, have a good time, have a time, the kind of time that you want to have, I guess, and also, I don't know, it's alright, I don't know, yeah, cool, alright people, take care, from Santa here.